Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
The mistake is that when you set goals that are so unrealistic in a short time frame, then really what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure. And this is what I used to do. I see people that do this all the time because I coach people and they send me their goals. And a lot of the goals that I see, they're just not realistic goals. They set goals and they wanna make all this money in a short time frame, or they wanna achieve a certain result in such a short time frame, and they've never achieved anything before in business, they never achieved anything before financially or with their health or whatever it might be. And what happens is they set those unrealistic goals. They might be excited at first. They're moving towards it, making progress. They believe it. But sure enough, they come up short. They fail. And whenever you fail, they give themselves pain for that. They feel like a failure. And they beat themselves up. So they set the next goal. And the next goal is also unrealistic. And sure enough, the same thing happens, but they come up short. And they're not achieving their goals. You should never be in a situation where you're not achieving your goals.
The first mistake that people make is not having a vision for their life, not having the big picture of what they're really after, what they really want, what they're moving towards. You know, the way that I look at goals is they're really just milestones, they're stepping stones, they're specific results or actions or things that you have to achieve that bring you closer towards your ultimate vision. And a lot of people, they're not thinking long-term enough. They're not thinking of the big picture. They're only looking at this upcoming month, this upcoming year. And a lot of times the goals that you're setting, if you don't know what the big picture is, they might not be in alignment towards actually getting you to where you wanna go. So for example, if your vision for your life is you wanna create financial abundance and success, and you wanna be a multimillionaire, you wanna travel the world, and you wanna retire young, maybe, for example, your goal though this year, because you're not looking at the big picture, right now you're focused on going to school, right? You're going to university, and you got to look at what is that path going to lead you to? Is that going to lead you to your vision of what you want? Because a lot of cases, you're going to go to school, you're going to get into debt, and then you might get a great job, but now you're still working for someone else, and you're not setting yourself up to actually get to achieving what your vision is.
Here's what I found that works really well for me. And I learned this a long time ago when I was studying the law of attraction. And I don't quite remember where I learned this from, but it really stuck out with me and really made a difference. So with every goal that you set yourself, there has to be a formula for it. And there's two parts to it, which is desire and belief. Okay, desire and belief. So if you set a goal for yourself, whatever goals that you have set, and hopefully you have goals for yourself, take it one of your goals, and I want you to assess it on this formula. So first, when it comes to desire, whatever goal you set on a scale from 1 to 10, you want the level of desire to be a 7 or above.
I take a step back to identify that first. And then the goals that I do set are the stepping stones over the next year that will bring me to that ultimate vision, which might be a 10 or 20 or 30 year vision that I have for my life. So always start with the end in mind. Look at the big picture of what you're setting your goals for and make sure your goals are in alignment of that, that are slowly progressing you towards that vision of what you want. And then also understand the purpose of setting goals is what it makes of you, who you become. Because otherwise you're gonna achieve the goal and the result and you're not gonna be happy. You're gonna have temporary pleasure and satisfaction in that moment, but it's not gonna last because as human beings, we have to grow. And so you're gonna set the next goal after that, the goal after that. You're always gonna be growing and expanding. So understand it's what it makes of you and who you become in the process. It's all about growth. You grow or you die.
And I might ask you, what's your level of belief for that? Your belief might be a 1 or a 2. Well, if your belief is that low, then it's not a good goal for you either. You've gotta hit that sweet spot, okay? At the same time, if you have a goal, I wanna make maybe $1 online, your belief for it might be a 10, but maybe your desire is like a 2. You're not that motivated to make $1 online. So that's why you gotta find that sweet spot. You know, all the goals that I set for myself, I always make sure on the level of desire and belief, it's at least a 7 out of 10 or greater, okay? That is the sweet spot, having the desire, having the belief. This is the formula for law of attraction as well. If you wanna attract things in your life, you've gotta have both of that. Because if you don't have the belief, then you're not gonna take any action.
There's always a dilemma. Should I have these big grand goals that are just like huge, but they're just totally unrealistic, unattainable, or should I have more attainable and realistic goals? I think the big goals are incredibly valuable, but long-term, okay? If you set a goal for yourself short-term and you're like, I wanna make $10 million this year and you've never made $100,000, then the chances of that are 0.0001%. and you're gonna fail. What happens is a lot of people, they set goals and they keep failing, right? At the end of the year, they actually don't even wanna look at their goals anymore because they know subconsciously they're not even on track, and so they avoid it, right? And that's why people, they don't do regular check-in with their goals because they know they're not making progress towards it, so they just try to avoid it. It's like being in a lot of debt. When you're in a lot of debt, you don't wanna face that reality, so you avoid it.
Now, for a lot of people, they set goals that they don't really want bad enough. Okay, you have to make sure that you want the goal. If you're not excited about it, if you don't have strong enough reasons, then it's gonna be a struggle. You're gonna be pushing yourself towards achieving it versus getting pulled towards the goal when you want it bad enough. Man, that pain can be immense, and I make it worse than it could ever possibly be so that I propel myself to do what's necessary to take the actions I need to take. But then you associate the pleasure to the benefit and following through on the goal. And so that's why you think, why must I achieve it? What will this give me in my life? What are the benefits of this? And you stack the pleasure. And your reasons, like I said, will pull you towards taking the actions you need to take.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.